What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
How much do you pay attention to this schedule coming up?
We play the Angels next, and then we play the Giants, and then the Rockies.
What are those similarities?
They're major league teams, Bruce. It's hard to win a major league game.
And they're what? They're playing 20
West Coast?
They're all under 500.
I don't think there's any in any way that affects like our preparation for that or how you think about it.
It may not affect the preparation of the Chicago Cubs and Craig Counsell, as he's with Bruce Levine, our MLB insider here at 670 The Score. But it definitely affects our expectations of what the Cubs should do, as we just saw with the sweep of the Angels back here on Rahimi and Harris alongside Russell Dorsey, who's in for Layla Marshall. Hey, Russ, they swept the Angels.
They did.
They're 5.5 back.
Yeah.
I declared that they're going to catch the Brewers, much in the way we did earlier this season when we said the Brewers are eventually going to catch the Cubs.
We both agreed on that. We very rarely agree, but yes, we've been in lockstep on that.
And not only did they catch them, they lapped them a couple of times.
A little bit.
They went up 9 games, but that lead is down to 5.5 games with 31 games to play. The Brewers have 30 games left. And I said the Cubs are going to catch the Brewers. I don't know if they're going to win the division, but they're going to catch them.
By catch, I just want to make it clear. You mean at least tie before the season's over.
Yes, and if you tie, you're in first place because you have the tiebreaker.
Okay.
I see it happening. I see it happening sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Do you see it?
I can see how you believe that, and I don't think, as opposed to a week ago when I would have said absolutely not, I've seen a version of the Cubs now that believe in themselves again. And now if you ask anybody in that room, they said, we believed in ourselves the whole time. Cool. But they were 9 games back at one point going into that Brewers series. And there's no way to quantify this, Marshall. But last week, they had the scheduled doubleheader on Monday. Brewers win game 1. Game 2 gets rained out. I think if it doesn't rain, I think they lose both games of that originally scheduled doubleheader, and that series goes completely differently. But it didn't happen that way. They lost game 1. Game 2 gets rained out. Doubleheader on Tuesday. Your rookie saves you in game 1. Homers for the first time. That carries over into game 2. And then you end up taking 3 of 4 from the Brewers. And yes, if you had swept that series, you'd be like, oh my goodness, what a series for the Cubs. But I think that series was more important for the Cubs in terms of finding who they were again. Right, we hadn't seen that team that we had saw in the first half for a while. They hadn't swept the team before the Angels since that first 3 days of July against the Cleveland Guardians. And so I think last week I saw a Cubs team that found a way to win. They were energized. You got really good performance out of your rookies that who've been really good in the second half. And so now you go into the back half of August, going into September, with a little bit of momentum. We had been waiting for the Cubs to find momentum again, and it feels like they finally found it.
I stated as part of this plan to catch the Brewers, they needed to go 7-2 on this road trip. They are 3-0. They are ahead of the curve. They need to go 4-2 the rest of the way, and they may end up going 5-1. They may end up going 6-0. Who knows? Yeah. But you say buyer beware when you see the Giants for three games and the Rockies for three. I'm looking at this Giants series like, hey, if they can find a way to get a win against Robbie Ray, they have a chance to win this series, maybe even sweep this series. You're like, okay, that makes sense because the Giants have kind of punted on doing anything, really. But you're saying be wary of the next team on the schedule?
So here's my thing, because I want to make something clear. I, as somebody who watches baseball every day, you can't look past anybody, right? Yes, teams are out of it. No, the Giants aren't going to the postseason. No, the Rockies aren't going to the postseason. But any night in Major League Baseball, you can get beat, Marshall Harris.
You can get got.
You can be a World Series champion like the Los Angeles Dodgers with all the talent in the world. They just split a four-game series with the Colorado Rockies. So I want everybody to hear what I just said. The Dodgers, who won the World Series last year, they have, you know that guy, Shohei Ohtani, heard of him?
Yes.
Mookie Betts, found himself, Freddie Freeman. Yeah.
Bunch of MVPs.
MV3, right?
MV3.
Those guys. They split a four-game series with the Colorado Rockies. So about a month ago when I was with you and we were talking right after the All-Star break or during the All-Star break about, hey, the Cubs have the easiest schedule in the second half, and people were really excited. Oh, this is where you get fat. And no, they were still leading the division at the time. And I said, whoa, let's slow up because anybody can get beat. And people were like, no, you got an easy schedule. Like, if you're the team that you think. And then what happened? The Cubs struggled for a little while there. And so I just don't like the idea of the strength of schedule being the thing that you rely on, because if you think that way, and you heard Craig Counsell there, like, they don't think that way as a team. I think that's more of a fan-driven thing. But yes, you should beat bad teams if you're a good team, a team that thinks they can go to the World Series, win the World Series, go to the postseason. But you got to be mindful that, hey, if we let off the gas because, oh, we feel really good, we swept the Angels, and then we got the Giants who are out of it, and we have the Rockies who are, you know, challenging the White Sox for the worst record in the history of baseball for a while there. If you think that way, you can mess around and lose three of those games.
So you're saying both teams get paid to play baseball, basically?
Yes. Yes.
There are professionals and major leaguers on all the teams. Well, maybe except the Twins, but most of the teams have a bunch of major leaguers.
Like, the Giants still have Rafael Devers, and they still have Willie Adames, and guys that hit the ball at the ballpark, Younghoe Lee. The Rockies have a bunch of young players who, look, they can find four or five runs in a night, especially in their built at Coors Field. All bets are off.
I love how you gave me all the name brands for the Giants, but then went generic when you talked about the Colorado Rockies.
Britton Doyle plays center field for the Rockies.
Yeah,
Ezekiel Tovar plays short.
Doyle's as hot as anybody in baseball in the second half.
So, like, you have to. Hunter Goodman, all-star behind the plate. So they have guys that can play. If you just go in there thinking we're going to sweep the Rockies just because look at this bum franchise that don't know what they're doing, you can mess around and get beat. I don't think that's going to happen, but you can't put yourself in that mindset.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.